Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rick Kambla.
How's your hip swivel?
And John Michaels. Get you through the work week with a sports insight you can't find anywhere else. Two serious and focused broadcasters who can... I almost got through that. They may act like children, but their passion for the game is above anything else.
I keep it real.
Buckle up, Atlanta. This is Rick and John, and the party starts now.
No, actually, it started last night as we were trying to just ride out Snowmageddon, baby. Rick Kambla, John Michaels back to work. Preacher Man made it to work. One of us did not. More on that in a moment. And is this actually not in a moment? Let's get to it right now. Is Mark Owens going to be the lobster that Terry Fox takes and drops into the hot boiling pot of water? Is Mark Owens that lobster right now?
Yeah, him and Grant McCauley. Those are the two. They will be boiled at some point.
If you tell your boss you're going home and you're going to make it back and you don't make it back, your boss isn't happy.
No, when I woke up this morning, you know, Urania's alarm goes off at 6:45. Let me back up. Midnight last night at my house, it was bone dry. Not an ounce of snow had fallen. There was no ice. All right, I went to bed. No big deal. I finished watching, Ink Masters. I had that on DVR. I watched that and went to sleep. She wakes up at 6:45 and looks out the window and goes, I'm not going to work. Now, mind you, she's part-time and, you know, her job's not far, but her job didn't really mandate that they were there. They all said, okay, if you can't make it, you can't make it. And it is icy on our side of town. I'm not going to, you know, sugarcoat that. She looks out the window and goes, babe, you got to stay home. No chance. I said, if I stay home, that whole negotiation that I have to go through here at some point, this wouldn't go on the good side of the ledger for negotiation. So I left at about 7 o'clock. It took me an hour to get here. I stopped at Quick Trip. If it wasn't for people on Sugarloaf that couldn't realize, hey, just keep going when you get to the hill, I would have been here in 40 minutes.
Okay. Did you feel a little bit like Dennis Quaid in Day After Tomorrow?
No, because I didn't have tennis rackets on my feet.
Right, but I mean, was it the sojourn through the snow for you to get here?
Not really. Like I said, Sugarloaf was the only place to me that was icy.
So 85 South was fine.
No, I mean, there's like two sort of lanes. People just make their own lane, but you follow where everybody else is going where the snow is not.
Got you. But the side. So I stayed at the W last night. So what I need, John, and I do need this because Terry Fox just talked to me and he's like, I may need you to stay another night. All right. I don't want to stay another night. I want to go home and be with my wife and my dog and sleep in my own bed. But if I have to stay, I will stay. I'm a team player. But so I want people, how is Scenic Highway?
I did not go on Scenic Highway.
All right. So I want, like, on the text line, 404-741-0929. And let's exchange some of these ideas because there's a lot of people that maybe have a commute in mind and they don't know if they can leave the house for it, if they can get it done. And that's where I'm at. Like, if I have NBA TV after this. If I can drive home, I want to drive home. But if I can't drive home, I'm not trying to, you know, do donuts all the way down the road and bang into a, you know, an embankment or something or go into a ditch.
Here's what I think. It is not going to get above freezing today, so the roads are going to stay icy. The major highways, and I think Preacher Man will attest to this coming down as well, the major highways, as long as you're going at a good pace, you can't go 80 miles an hour on 85. That's not a good look. But if you go at a nice casual pace, 50, 55 on the highways, you're fine. The back roads are icy. Now, I don't know how many hills are over by your house. I'd assume Scenic Highway will be okay because that's a fairly major road that people drive up and down. 78, you know 78 is always going to be icy over by the mountain because you have some dips up and down the hill. You just have to – and what time do you get off NBA TV today?
About 6 o'clock. So I'd be driving, and that's the thing. I'm going to be driving. The sun's going to be down, and, right. And I'm not going to be able to see, you know, black ice or whatever. So a dicey decision for me. So we'll figure that out.
Stay down here.
But
I'm going home.
Are you serious?
Well, I don't have any
You're
clothes.
Telling me to stay here, yet you're going home.
Yeah, but your house.
If you're going home, then I can go home.
Yeah, but your house is a little further back in there than mine is. You know, I'm 4 miles off the highway, and it's one road I have to navigate.
So I'm a mile and a half off of Scenic Highway. So I would only have a mile and a half of you know, back roads to navigate. And I don't know, maybe I'd be able to do that. There is a big hill, you know, right before our house where you turn right and then, you know, you go around the lake. But there is a big hill. I don't know if that's all iced up. Got to reach out and find out. But we have CCV in for Mark Owens today. Shout out to Mark Owens. We love him. We miss him. We're glad he's safe, but he couldn't make it to work, and we get CCV in the house.
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
Not much, man. It's good to finally roll with you. Me and Paul made the joke it does take an act of God for me to get on the show sometimes. So once every 6 months, it's a lot of fun.
You had an adventurous night last night. You stayed at the beautiful Four Seasons Hotel, thanks to the good folks Terry Fox and company at 92.9 The Game. It was you and Arthur Trish and Carl Dukes. And apparently you were just hanging out with royalty in Charles Barkley last night.
Yeah, it's funny. We went to McCrae's first and kind of, you know, just because when you walk over the Four Seasons and you find out, you know, burger's $25, you go, yeah, I'm going to McCrae's and go have some wings. So we did that and then it was kind of like heading on back in. Nice kind of ending up. We're like, well, let's go grab a beer real quick. And so we walk into the bar and you know, AT, of course, who's known Charles for like 25 years. And he's like, hey, Art, get over here. And we're like, wow, it's Charles Barkley in the corner. So he's just sitting there holding court like Charles does and just laughing, telling stories, a lot of stories that I can't say again. But it was just a lot of fun last night. And we looked up and it was like 1 a.m. I'm like, I need to go to sleep now. But this was a lot of fun.
Did Charles have the drinks where, you know, the big old pint glass that you normally put beer in, full of ice, full of vodka, and just a splash of Cran? Is that what he's rocking last night?
That was the mixture, not the glass setup. But yes, okay. He just had the guy running and constantly bringing him.
It was a very clear drink, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was done before food coloring. Like he gave enough crayon to make it like not even red. It was just like a clear pink. Like
so you're saying what he was drinking probably wouldn't even stain your white shirt.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's how he was rolling last night. And it was hilarious. But I mean, like I said, definitely a lot of fun last night. I do want to thank Rick for taking all the rooms up at the W. That's why I ended up going to the Four Seasons.
Oh, I'm sure that really hurts your feelings. Oh,
poor baby.
To go to the Four Seasons.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. I was taking pictures of everything. This is the last time and the only time I'll be in here.
So. Now, were you disappointed you didn't get to cuddle with Brian Gebhardt, who decided to go home?
That was the low light of my night. I was thinking about that. I had two beds, but I was hoping he'd come back after they finished the your boy, you guys' picking boy.
Hello.
Jeff Benedict. I kept drew a blank.
Too many drinks last night.
Yeah, there exactly. But they both were supposed to come back, so thank God neither did. So that worked out well for me.
So between that relationship with you and Brian Gebhardt, who would be McElwain and who would be the shark?
Well, I remember I'm always pitching, so yes.
Preacher man, you want to touch that one? Come on in,
hell
man.
Hell no.
Touch it. It's toxic.
No.
Come
no.
on, touch
I'm
it.
I'm not touching that one.
Oh, preacher man. Okay, how was your commute, dude?
Wasn't bad. You know, getting out of my neighborhood is a little tricky getting on to a main road, a little slick, but other than that, it was fine. Once I got out to where the main drag was, people had already been out. The roads were navigable. Got on a 400, it was fine. There was probably a good two clear lanes on 400 that were easy to drive. 85 was fine once I made the connection to there. I just knew that I didn't want to hear from anybody here that I stayed in my room and didn't make it to work today, or my room, my house, and so I told my wife, because once school was canceled, like, John, we're sitting around, we're actually texting.
Yeah.
He, myself, and M.O., and M.O. hit us first, going, oh, we got snow, and John and I, like, we got nothing. And like you said, I went to bed at midnight, and it was still dry as a bone at my house. I woke up this morning, and, you know, it looked like a winter wonderland, but it was fine. You just drive slow and steady. Don't act a fool. It's no big deal. I mean, people out here who are taking videos while driving
and
causing accidents, you're a bunch of idiots.
Taking videos?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There's
are you talking about?
No,
there's
seriously.
People, like,
that's
driving with their phone up going,
why?
Ooh, hey, look, it's because they're stupid.
So they want to capture the snow on the trees and on the ground?
Yeah, as
with a video?
Driving. Hey, look, in Atlanta, it's snowing and I'm driving. Hey, and come on. Like, you can't be that dumb. Not on a day like today.
No, just be sensible. Just don't speed. Keep your distance. It's not that difficult. I mean, I drive a stick, so I can downshift, and, you know, I don't really have to use my brake, so to speak. But people who just, you know, put in gear and hit the gas, those are the ones you got to worry about.
Okay, so people taking videos of snow while driving in the South on icy roads are as low on the IQ scale as Danica Patrick is on the 10-point scale. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up, Craig. I mean, that means hit the
sound.
Oh,
he don't have the element.
Say it again, Paul.
He's a rookie. He doesn't have the element. It's all good.
I don't know the element.
I get it. We got to find him. We got to find the cheat sheet.
Okay.
Yeah,
well.
Exactly. Because I was like, hey, do we have any elements? No, you got this. Okay, famous last
I had to give him the opening. He didn't know what the open was.
I didn't know what the open was.
I love it.
Hey,
love
at least he didn't play the Jerome and Jamie open.
That's true.
Wow.
Or the Rick and Randy Open.
No, well played with the draw. I mean,
that was the original midday show.
That is
here, wasn't
a pullback to the day.
How long did that one last? About 6 months?
Nine months.
9 months?
Yeah, and that's how long I lasted on the morning show.
Was that the worst 9 months you've ever had?
Yes and no. It was great because I was doubling up my money for the first time in my life, right? NBA TV and Ray. So, you know, the money was there, but oh my God, the hours suck. I just can't. God bless Bo and Wendy and Daryl and Hugh and John. And anybody else doing a morning show, because I just can't handle those hours. I'm a night owl, dude. I like to start to come alive and sprout at like 10:30 or 11.
Well, let's do what's up here on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We'll do it without the sound. Or do we have the sound? We got the sound? Let's hit the sounder. Like now. Or maybe not. It's not working.
The sports world never stops. So if you missed anything, Rick and John are here to tell you what's up.
What's up, Holmes?
Well, we'll start with the Falcons. We're going to spend some time at 10:20 talking about this. But first of all, shout out to Deion Jones. Will now be participating in the Pro Bowl. He was a Pro Bowl alternate. He is now in. Really cool for Debo. Second-year player in the NFL and gets an opportunity now. Unfortunately, not go to Hawaii, but he'll be in Orlando, part of the Pro Bowl, part of the Pro Bowl roster for the NFC. Good for him. Really cool moment for Debo.
So yesterday we were talking about headlines to cap off the season. I actually forgot to say this one. You know, the conversation was good with the people and everything. But Deion Jones, you know, Keanu Neal approach Pro Bowl status. And I think, you know, you've got Debo, top five tackler in football this year. You've got Keanu Neal, the second most tackles among safeties. That is Pro Bowl level or near Pro Bowl level. Is Keanu Neal a Pro Bowl alternate? I'm curious.
I'm sure he is in some form or fashion, but who knows where he'll be.
So next year, you know how this works, John, in terms of reputation and building it. And sometimes guys will get an NBA All-Star nod or an NFL Pro Bowl nod like 1 or 2 years past their prime because of the reputation. Well, then that hurts guys like Deion Jones this year in a Pro Bowl season, but it's his second year in the league. So I think next year the whole NFL is going to look at Debo as a Pro Bowl type of guy without the alternate tag or an asterisk or anything. A
couple of things from college football, and we're going to get back to the quarterback coach search for the Falcons coming up in a few moments. Is that overblown or not? Really sad news in college football. Tyler Helinski, who started a couple of games for Washington State this year at quarterback, was going to be the starting quarterback this year as Luke Falk has graduated, going to the National Football League. Apparently committed suicide yesterday. They found a rifle next to him, one gunshot wound to the head. The Cougar community is flat out shocked. I mean, just tragic news coming out of the West Coast.
It's unbelievably sad. He's got a younger brother who I guess himself is a big-time quarterback prospect in the 2019 class. And reading what he said, man, it really tugs on the heartstrings. It is a terrible, terrible story. There was a suicide note next to him. And our hearts go out to Tyler Helinski, all those who knew him. It's just a terrible, terrible story. But, John, what's up is, as we shift gears here, is Jonathan Ledbetter and DeAndre Baker coming back for the Dogs. Yeah. That's huge news because you're losing a bunch of guys. To get Ledbetter and DeAndre Baker back, two future NFL guys, that's big news.
We'll spend some time in the 11 o'clock hour talking about who's gone and who stayed in college football. But when we get back from the break, the Falcons are looking for a new QB coach. It's not a surprise, Jason LaConfora. The other guy was already gone, but we'll talk about some of the candidates. Is this overblown? Because I have seen some unbelievable reaction to the names that have been thrown out there next on Sports Radio 92.9. Dig in.
Hey, welcome back to the Midday Show with Rick and John. Throwing a midday party, and it was a party in the lobby of the W last night. There was a long line to check in, and hey, there's Ryan Cameron in a mink coat. Hey, Ryan, what's up? We talk. What's up? Ryan uses my place in line to scooch ahead of a bunch of people. I thought that was a great move by him. And then Ryan has the brilliance to say, yo, Cam, what you drinking, man? And I had a drink ticket from somebody from earlier. I said, here's the drink ticket, Ryan. I'll take a Tito's and club soda with one lime. Thank you.
You
came correct with the drink.
You guys got free drink tickets last night? Nobody told us this as I'm sitting at home.
But that's because he raised hell. Like to get that drink ticket.
That's not true.
I don't know how he got that drink because they didn't offer it to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You know what it was?
Hashtag fake news.
When I originally went there to check in, they said they had a linen shortage.
And that was
true. That is the first time in all the traveling I've done I've ever heard about a linen shortage. Yeah. So because of the linen shortage, they gave me a free drink ticket.
Yeah, you had a washcloth and one towel in your rooms, which won't mention the hotel because we may have to go back there tonight. But basically, when you got out of the shower, you had to dry off with a sheet.
I do that all the time in the Falcons Hotel. That's what the that's what the extra bed is for. You just roll around there like my dog does. Just, all of a sudden, you're nice and dry.
Ryan Cameron has joined us. Georgia Radio Hall of Famer, V103 Morning Host. What's up, dude?
Man, I'm just, you know, trying to live my best life. Watching a lot of Tony Robbins and Joyce Myers and just trying to live my life.
You are so full of it, man.
I know.
And by the way, the best PA announcer in the biz in the NBA.
Thank you, man. I want to get voted for the All-Star game. I'm like, why they gotta, you know, get me on that ballot? I told LeBron, he said he's going to work on it, but then the next game he didn't speak to me, so I don't know how that's going. First game, like,
well, you know
LeBron
why he's not speaking, because his team sucks right now.
But this is the last time we played at home. The first time, like, I'm just at the table minding my own business. He comes up and daps me up and starts chatting me up. I'm like, okay, who are you? And then I'm like, hey, man, give me the All-Star game. He's like, okay, man, I'm going to work on that. Next time, I don't know what was going on. Didn't act like I wasn't there the whole entire night.
Wow, drama. I don't like guys that flip-flop like that. Yeah. On one time, they're your best friend. Next time, they don't even know who you are. That's not a good look for that dude. But in terms of you, and we're going to talk Falcons here in a minute, but in terms of, you know, L.A., that's right. Lawrence Tanter, who
legendary.
Is Lawrence Tanter. Yeah. So I love you, bro, but that would be a tough leapfrog.
But no, but usually,
like, you may get the guy in Houston or the guy in Salt Lake City. I don't know if you're going to get Lawrence Tanter.
Well, I'll tell you how it works. Usually the NBA has a set squad, and the squad travels with the game. So even if it comes to another city where the guy's already there, there's an NBA team that they already use for every – like the skills challenge. Mm-hmm. It's always the same people. So if you can get inside that circle – like, once I get in, then I'm in. It's almost like the NBA mob.
You need a baggage guy? Because I can carry the hell out of a suitcase.
Here's the funny thing about that trip, before we start talk about the birds, is that a lot of people are trying to figure out, because L.A. after a certain time is going to be dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a 45-minute flight to Sin City on Southwest. So, you know, you can kind of like parlay that. And I learned that the hard way. One time, my program director, Reggie, sent me to do the Billboard Awards. So I was like, hey, man, I was doing an afternoon drive. I said, let me do the Billboard Awards, and I'm going to go to Vegas. I'm going to party all night, and I'll come back in time for my show. Little did I know that we were 3 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
So when I landed at 5 o'clock, it was 5 o'clock back in Atlanta. And they was like, where you been for 3 hours? I think it's only 2 o'clock. They was like, in Vegas, fool. Needless to say, my last time going to cover that award show.
3 hour difference. It'll get you every time.
Every time.
So where are you at, man? Are you at peace with this? John and I have talked about it every way to Tuesday, man.
Nope.
So, all right, let's start with this, because John and I talked a lot about this. Who are you most mad at?
I think as long as we got, you know, coordinators on other teams that are 79, 80 years old, the game, right, and that's true, right? There, you know, people who are, like, running offenses and defenses that are old, the game hasn't changed that much. I think we tried to make it too smart. But at the end of the day, and I tweeted this out after we, you know, lost, is that I want the Falcons just to always just have some type of package where we have a Craig Ironhead Hayward, or we have a Jamal Anderson, or we have, you know, like a Turner the Burner, where, okay, we know that we do this whole fast and physical thing, but sometimes smash mouth football requires a big back. And if you got your guy who's sometimes, you know, Devontae be 6 or 7 yards back, you know, I mean, it's kind of like we're doomed from the start. I just wish that going forward, and I'm not going to be – like how we did, you know, other OCs and be on Sarkisian, because remember, we've seen guys in their first year stink.
Yep.
So it could be better. But I'm just saying, for the game plan, we might need to just go ahead and get just one big back to get those yards. And if Michael Jordan goes out and says, you know what, I ain't strong, I need to go out and lift some weights, and he comes back and he goes to the NBA Finals and he wins because he knows he's weak and he's getting beat up. So maybe if Drew Brees can fall forward, why can't Matty Ice?
I didn't like the last play call. I think we talked a lot about that. I'm with you, though, on Steve Sarkisian. You got to give the guy a chance. And they're going to. Dan Quinn said they're going to. The problem was you drafted Brian Hill to be that guy, and he didn't even make the football team. You thought he would be the third down, power back, third and one. Didn't happen. I'm with you, though. There's times when you get down to the one, you know, fourth and one, fourth and two. You got to find a way to come up with these first downs.
I mean, I think that, and I heard somebody say this on one of the shows the other day, that what we're seeing now is that the NFL draft, no matter what these people are picking or whatever, it really doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, the guy has to have that want to. You know what I'm saying? You look at Kamara. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. It's like, I know if I make this squad, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to bruise people.
Right.
And sometimes a lot of guys, man, because they've been coddled and you know, treated a certain way since they was like in the baby leagues, they get into the NFL and they don't have that same work ethic. And they kind of just think, you know, I'm Gucci because I made it in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't like that no more, man.
Trent Richardson is that guy, the former Alabama back, right? He is the definition of what you just described. Ryan Cameron hanging out with your boys, Rick and John, here on a snowy Wednesday. So to that point, all right, let's go down that road because you're right. Look. Why did Philly beat us? How were they able to put 15 points on the board? They had a hammer named Jay Ajayi that our guys couldn't match up with, okay? How about Bo Scarborough of Alabama? What if we rock a fourth-round pick on Bo Scarborough? Is that what you're talking about?
I just think that, man, when fans look at what's going to happen, I found myself predicting what was going to happen, watching it happen, and predicting the failure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first play, you're tackling in the backfield. Second play is an incomplete pass. Third play is third and long. Guess what? It's not going to work. It's like we were all predicting that, watching it happen over and over again. And trust me, the guy makes a lot of money to make the right calls. But it's sometimes, like you were saying, that other teams are doing wrinkles and little things that were like, okay, now that was something. It wasn't always a trick play or a reverse. It was like some other stuff. You was like, okay, let's use this guy in a position that makes him think that nobody's going to cover him. Everybody knew on TV and in the building what was going to happen on that play to Julio Jones. There's no way they didn't know that was going to come.
Well, Philly said it. All the Philadelphia defenders said, we knew immediately when they came out they were going to run a rollout. Yeah, Derek Coleman, like the guy, great dude. He's not catching a ball splitting out wide yet. Tevin Coleman is a personal protector. I thought they misused the personnel on that last play. I want to ask you, and I know how much you love the Saints. Like, that is your spot. Did that make you feel any better on Sunday afternoon watching the stinky people fail the way they did?
This was the goal. The goal was for the Falcons to win, for the Saints to win, for me to go down there and throw two day parties, mm-hmm. two night parties, a casino party, leave there with so much money, and then to whoop their behinds in their own raggedy, old, beat-up Benz
Dome. And go to the Super Bowl.
And then go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And yet, all I got was two L's. But the way that the Saints lost, I don't think it could have been any better. I really enjoyed it. I put up memes. I put up all kinds of things. Because at the end of the day, no matter what, no matter how great Drew Brees is, no matter how great the Saints are, in their mind, they still want to be Falcons.
My favorite meme of all of them was this one, Ryan, the one with the silhouette of Prince blocking Marcus Williams, trying to make the tackle. That's my favorite of all. Have you seen the video that they've made of Marcus Williams with the ice skaters and sliding down a driveway? I have to show you that. He did the Ray Lewis dance. It's pretty awesome.
Now, you know, and to that guy's credit, man, I mean, he's got to have some really tough skin because once they saw him crying in the locker room and all that kind of stuff, he's fair games. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, if you look at the NFL history, you know, I was one of the worst hecklers of all time. When Ricky Williams put on that wedding dress, they had me on NFL films going, Ricky Williams is a lady in the dome down there. So I can't wait till they come back here because I'm going to have something for you, old boy.
Hawks, tonight, you'll be there doing a great job on
PA. We got a special
PA.
Thing tonight for the Hawks because of the snow. Not only will you get tickets if you come down there and play, we'll also let you come out and you can shoot. And actually,
just warm up.
We'll bring you off. No, you actually play tonight.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, so Muscala's going to have a seat, and DJ CCV is going to be out there hoisting threes.
Shout out to Muscala, who gave up the man bun and shocked us. You know, he was trying to grow that man bun.
Right.
Now he shaved it all. He looks like a totally different player.
Okay.
Yeah.
The man bun sucked. He it needed to go.
You know what?
So,
if it won't grow,
that's a good decision
go.
By him. It's like Andre Drummond with the shoulder hair. You know, at some point, you got to get it lasered.
What is he trying to do?
I mean, dude, are you a grizzly bear? Like, for real? Okay, shave the shoulder hair.
Yeah, you have to ask your friends.
Come on, bro.
Is this a good look? And if
it's
they go,
not,
no,
it's not a good
no.
look. Do you think the ladies like that?
No, what they like, though, is $100 million. They don't care.
That is true.
He could have hair down the middle of his back, and they'll braid his back hair. They don't care. I tried to get Arch this year when we got to the playoffs. I said, Arch, we're going to California. And, you know, Arch, older guy, just he does his hair how he feels. I said, you got to go get that European soccer cut. Get the little part right here. Arch wouldn't go for it, though.
Yeah.
Maybe if you call him, Ryan, he'll listen.
But remember, I mean, y'all act like Arch didn't have, you know, like he didn't have the swag.
Oh,
man.
He had
like,
swag.
He's the kind of guy, like, he could be a Ken doll whenever he wants to, man. You know, he can just turn up a little bit. Don't let Arch fool you, man.
Oh, no, CCB, I know. Go ahead and grab that for later.
Like, come on,
go ahead and grab that for later.
Quarterbacks get loving.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it ain't like, you know, he was the center.
No, the center, you do have back hair and butt sweat.
Right. But you're if you get Arch on the right one, oh, that swagger comes out, man. He has Arch attitude to spare. Yeah. I love that dude, man. So are you John Furkey likes to call me and people like me ping pong people. Because, of course, when the Hawks win, I cringe. Because it's all about the ping pong ball. So where are you at with that, man?
You know what? It's all about
the experience.
Got to
pump the brakes on these W's, Ryan.
No, I mean, but you know what? The Hawks are all – look at the games we've lost. It's only been like a few points. Like, we just can't hold the lead. I think we're a lot better than we appear to be. Mm-hmm. But everybody's trying to really learn each other. And then here's what people are telling me. Watch out for the trade deadline. You're going to see. You're going to see. I'm like, see what?
See Bellinelli and Deadman and all these guys go to another team?
Yeah, I'm like, come on, man.
You know what I want more of, Ryan?
What?
I want more Hawks down three, closing moments, and Schroeder going for a two. That's what I want. I want more of that.
You want more of that?
I want more
of
that.
And I keep telling Dennis, you know, me and him are pretty tight. I go, look, man, you got to be more like Westbrook at the end. You know, Westbrook is not trying to lay the ball up. He is going to dunk on you and then stand over you, and then that's how you walk off the court with that W.
Westbrook also ain't trying to pass to anybody. He's like, that's my ball, and I'm shooting it.
That is true.
You want to get it, go grab your damn rebound. That's what you better do. Ryan.
And come through the secret tunnel tonight,
Ryan,
y'all.
You the man. You the man, Ryan.
Appreciate it, man.
All right. Ryan Cameron, we take a break. We come back. Slice of Life. We're going to do some snow driving stories, including a heartwarming tale of a pickup truck that didn't use all the pickup truck capabilities. We'll talk about that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back, baby. It is the Slice of Life with Rick and John. Blow her mind, not your budget, with an engagement ring from Shane Co., your friend in the jewelry business. Thank you to Shane Company for bringing you the Slice of Life. Very simply, it's Snowmageddon 2018. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about some driving stories, although I'll have none right now because I stayed at the W last night. So I want to hear what you guys dealt with. And, John, once again, I put out an impassioned plea to the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929. How are the roads out in Snellville? How is Scenic Highway? How is, like, the off streets out there?
Well, I've got one text that came in for you. And if you're in the car, please do not text and drive today. Don't be the idiots that are taking photos or trying to video and drive. Be safe. If you stop and you want to text, that's fine. Guy texted in and said, coming home on 78 this morning was no problem. Did 30 to 40 the entire way. So you could go 78 straight out Scenic Highway and probably be good. I think there was one other one. This is Shane text and said, hey, Rick, this is Shane. I ran into you at the post office. You'll be fine. He said, you'll be fine 20 to 124 if you want to go that way. Not sure how Norris Lake would be, though. You're going to have a bit of a late effect at that point, whatever that is.
Well, and the thing is with there's a big hill going down. I'm going to make that, no problem. And then you kind of wind down. If I can't make it up that hill I was talking about, I can just park in there's parking spots right by the clubhouse, mm-hmm. The clubhouse for our neighborhood. I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm going home. Screw it. I ain't staying at the Dub tonight. I don't want to. I want to go home and remember we talked the other night about cuddling with Charity?
Yeah.
I need a little cuddling with Charity.
She didn't come to the W with you?
She did not. She was going to. She made a great call because then she'd have to drive back and all this nonsense. Yeah. And so she made the call last night. Nah, I'm just staying home. So she made a good call.
So you were hugged up to nobody in particular?
Just a pillow. Just, like one of the long W body pillows.
Yeah.
You just kind of hug up on
those
it.
Those things are awesome.
Yeah,
by
they
way.
Are. Put Very the, comfortable night's sleep.
Put one I actually leg got over top of the pillow.
Dude, I actually got too much sleep last night. I went to bed at about 11. Just out, had nothing left, and woke up at 8, got to sleep in. I got 9 hours of sleep. I never get 9 hours of sleep.
Well, you probably should feel refreshed today.
Look out, John. All right, tell me a driving story.
I like the sweater you got on today.
Thanks,
as well,
dude. Thank you.
Nice.
Appreciate that.
Brings out the color.
I need it right now. This white boy white right
dude,
now.
Dude, I am pasty. I look like the snow outside right now. And this is why I haven't colored the beard at all, because if I go to the black beard, I look ridiculous. Like, if I do it, get the gray out, I got to let the gray seep in to kind of cover how pasty I have been. Driving stories, and we talked about these earlier on today, and you guys can call or text 404-741-0929. The public service announcement is simple. If you don't feel safe driving somewhere, stay at home. I don't think there's a job in Atlanta today that will force somebody to come in. Now, they may give you a lecture, which Mark will get tomorrow, about not making it in. They may give you a lecture afterwards, but in all seriousness, most companies are going to go, if you don't feel safe, stay at home. If that's the case, stay at home. Once you get on the road, have some damn common sense. Because there's people out there that don't have comfort. You can't go 70 down I-85. You just can't. You got to go about 45 to 55. Stay on the parts where the snow is not. There's already been people that have driven up and down these roads. There's paths where there's no snow. And when you get on the back roads and you get to the hilly areas, understand you cannot come to a dead stop and then try to gun it up the hill because you're not going to make it. Stay at a casual pace. You will make it. For me, outside of Sugarloaf Parkway, the drive was very easy. Sugarloaf, from my house to Sugarloaf, should literally take, from my house to 316, should take 6 minutes. Took me 40 minutes this morning to get down Sugarloaf because of all the ice that was there.
That's your road, man. That's your favorite road, Sugarloaf Parkway.
I love my house, but Sugarloaf Parkway is going to be the death of me at some point.
All right, CCV's in for Mark Owens.
Oh, he didn't drive anywhere. He was sitting at the Four Seasons with Charles Barkley.
Good point.
That is so true. Yeah.
How is the hangover right now?
I was good. I mean, I only have beer, so it was good. I didn't want to get into
really? No vodka?
Because that's the problem.
But Charles was buying, right?
But you know me.
Charles
if
was
I start
buying,
having
right?
hard alcohol, I'm uh-huh. fist pumping.
Oh,
need
yeah.
to find a club somewhere.
He'll be – CCV will start doing salsa.
Exactly.
And I told you, all my buddies now call him Senior Tango.
Yes.
Because every time we invite CCV out – he usually is fashionably late,
yes.
Usually about an hour to 2 hours later than everybody else arrives. And he will walk in and just beeline and grab somebody's woman, usually my wife, which yes. is fine, and immediately start saucing. Da, 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 da. It
and
doesn't matter what's playing.
Because what you do is like you grab John's wife because she can dance. So now that I'm dancing with her, all the girls are looking at me like, man, he can dance. Cool. And then when I hand her back to her, he hugs mm-hmm. his wife like, and that's not his girl?
Right.
What's up with him then? Yeah. It works every time.
It's yeah. beautiful.
Yeah, he walks in.
It's quite the scheme.
My buddy Jamal is jealous because Jamal used to be the dancing guy. Jamal's gained a little weight, and he doesn't move quite as well as he wants.
Man, you are taking shots.
Oh, dude, he'll tell you he's gained weight. I've gained weight. I don't dance the way that I used to. I used to be able to move. I can't anymore.
Did you ever jump and do the splits Prince style?
Hell
were you that
no.
guy?
Hell no. Again, you're talking to a guy.
CCV, were you that guy?
No. No, but I can. I have slid through a girl's legs like that, and then also, or do the
hey,
whole.
Hey, it's a family show.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you slide because you twirl a girl and slide through her legs. So it's like it's you know I told you coffee's for closers. I close on the dance floor.
Now here is a text, and I wanted
okay,
to get,
Alec Baldwin.
I wanted to get to this from this morning. A guy said, "Tell these guys in bro trucks that just because their truck is massive doesn't mean it's impervious to ice." Just saw one upside down on the side of the road. Well, Paul and I were on the phone actually speaking this morning. He was just getting here, and I was
hands
driving.
Hands-free, by the way.
Hands-free,
yes. Talking on my phone.
My Kia Optima has the hands-free, so the phone was down, two hands on the steering wheel. I noticed guys in pickup trucks think that because they're in a pickup truck, they can do whatever they want. Dude, just because you're in a four-wheel drive, again, to this texter's point, does not mean you can start weaving in and out of traffic. You can't slam on your brakes. And I saw a guy in a pickup truck on Sugarloaf Parkway run off the road twice in about a 3 minute period and then decides to go in the middle lane or just in the middle of the road going 3 miles an hour with his flashers on.
In the middle of the road,
in
taking
the
up
middle,
two lanes?
Taking up two lanes. Now, luckily, my Optima, I found a swervy point where I could whoop, whoop and whip around. Or I'd still be waiting on Sugarloaf Parkway for this guy to move.
Okay, what in the hell is a bro truck?
The one that Squid Billy drives, jacked yeah. up a little bit high.
I've heard of bro country.
Yeah, little jacked up truck where it's not like factory anymore. They put a lift kit on it, yeah. got some bigger wheels.
Aha.
Maybe some neon lights underneath.
So that's a bro truck. Yeah. All right.
Overcompensating.
All right. Rifle rack.
Oh, wow.
Well, the other thing is, you know.
Wow. What are they overcompensating for? Don't answer
you're
that.
Saying something Bible.
Yeah. If you're driving. That. Please turn off your hazard lights.
Yes.
You ain't got to drive with the flashers on. If you need the flashers to drive, then turn your little butt around and go home. Yes. I don't need to see the flashers. I saw that a couple times this morning, people cruising with the flashers on. No. If that's your issue, then just go home.
Yeah.
Stay home. It's safer that way.
You know, we're having fun with this, but in all seriousness, be safe out there. It's not the most optimum driving conditions. It's not going to get better today because it's not supposed to go above freezing. I will give you the other PSA. Anticipate your kids being home again tomorrow. They're not going to put them on. They're not going to put them on the bus. Is that official?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. We did not talk about this with Ryan Cameron. We'll get to it next. We are going to talk some Falcons. The quarterback coach search. Two names that are out there, one ties to Falcons past that got some cringes from a lot of people. We'll talk about that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.